Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
So we go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us. And they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt. But it was 12 on 4. Of course we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting.
Brush every night, don't let the bad bugs bite. The ones I'm referring to, though I'll be gone, I'll be keeping my eye on you.
Don't stay out late, stay home and cogitate. Write me a letter too. Though I'll be gone, I'll be keeping my eye on you.
May I suggest that you screen your calls and just make the best of your own four walls and less. Message light means me, and then RSVP.
Surprise if roses should arrive, but first ascertain from who. No matter my grammar, I'm keeping my eye on you.
Pray to some saint, don't let any old acquaintance convince you his heart's still true. Till I get home, I'll be keeping my eye on you. I suggest that you screen your calls and just make the best of your own four walls. Unless that flashing message light means me, and then RSVP.
When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there, and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as the two-man team. And I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me, and he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And we kept playing like that through the tournament, and we ended up winning the tournament, and we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box.
Your reservation.
around the world. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories, or now it's called Story Time with G Money. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So welcome to the radio show. I'm glad you're listening. Sit back, relax, get a drink, get some popcorn, and be entertained. For I'm the entertainer of the year, and I will be performing for you live on the radio. It's a party on the radio. That's how we're doing it, right here in the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. So the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, believe it or not, it's 107 degrees today in Las Vegas, and it's going to be 100 all week long. I'm talking about like 108, 110, 112 degrees all week long. So we're in the desert in Nevada, and it's hot. It's getting really hot. It's the middle of the summer. We're in August, and it's hot in Las Vegas. So sit back, relax, get a cool drink, sit under an umbrella, and listen to the stories that I got to tell you. It's going to be an entertaining show, I guarantee you. Well, they had some basketball on, some NBA played basketball. The Lakers won, and Golden State won, and I can't tell you the scores because I don't know the scores. I just know the teams that won. The Clippers won, and who else won? Boston Celtics won, and Portland Trailblazers won, and who else? Let's see. The 76ers won. Philly won. Yep. So it was a good weekend for football, for basketball, NBA basketball. It was a good week. And now they're trying to decide if they're going to have college football. And it's up in the air. The leagues are meeting to decide if they're going to actually play college football, because if they play without fans, that means the colleges aren't going to make any money. And if the colleges can't make any money, that's going to be a big setback for the colleges, because the sports program is what generates the income for the college. So if the colleges aren't playing fall sports, that means they have no money the first half of the school year. So we're going to wait and see if the college basketball season plays, because if they don't have fans for college basketball, then they may not have a basketball season either. So we're waiting to see what happens. It's up in the air whether college basketball or college football is actually going to play. So I'll let you know when I hear different. But until then,
I have a joke for you. I got this one from G Money, the pimp comic. Since he's not here today, I'm going to steal his joke and tell it to you. Let me see if I can get it right. There was a man, he was sleeping in his bed, and his mother came up the stairs and woke him up and said, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get out of bed. It's time for you to go to school. So get up and get dressed, you lazy fool." And he said, "Oh, Mama, I don't want to go to school today. I'm feeling tired. Let me just sleep here a few more minutes, and then I'll get up." And she said, "Okay, I'm going to set your alarm to go off in 15 minutes. And when the snooze alarm goes off, then you get up and you get dressed, because you don't want to be late to school." And he goes, yeah. And he rolls over and goes back to sleep. His mama sets his alarm, and she goes back down the stairs. 15 minutes later, the alarm goes off, and she comes up the stairs, and she says, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get out of bed. It's time for you to get dressed to go to school, you little silly fool." And he goes, "Oh, Mama, I don't want to go to school today. The kids don't like me, and the teachers talk about me. Let me just lay here in bed. Let me sleep for 15 more minutes, please." And she says, "Okay, you can sleep 15 more minutes. But when your alarm goes off, you got to get up and start getting dressed, because you'll be late to school." And he says, okay. And he goes back to sleep. And the alarm goes off in 15 minutes, and his mother comes up the stairs again. And she says, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get out of bed. It's time for you to get up and get dressed, because you got to go to school, sleepyhead." And he says, "Mama, I don't want to go to school today. The teachers don't like me, and the kids talk about me. I don't want to go to school." And his mother said, "Well, I don't care if the teachers don't like you, and if the students talk about you. You got to go to school today, because that's your job. You're the principal." Woo! That's from G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, play a song for us. How about playing? Play any song. We'll get to a song later. I want to hear my low riding song later on. But you can play a song for our listening audience, because we got a party on the radio. And I'm running for president in 2020. So next month, come out and vote. Tell all your friends, your family, your coworkers that I'm running for president against Donald Trump, because he is tripping. He's not taking care of business. He got the Russians are paying people to kill the Americans. And they've been telling him about it, and he ain't even saying nothing to Brezhnev. He's not saying nothing to the commander-in-chief of the Russians. So he needs to be replaced. He can't be the commander-in-chief of the United States Army's armed forces if he's letting his soldiers get killed and he's not doing anything about it. So we need to replace him. So DJ Papa D, play a song for our listening audience, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I was a kid, like eighth grade growing up in L.A. I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay.
You're listening to the sound of the show, Shad Beat. I'm the K-I-N-G, the G-I-M, King Jim the Third, and I am here. Just me, Fat Fat, and the crew. We're doing it all just for you. We're strong as an ox and tall as a tree. We can rock it so viciously. We throw the hives in your eyes, the bass in your face. We're the funk machines that rock the human race. Skate down, boogie shot. Come on, girl, let's do the rock. Slam dunk, do the jerk. Let me see your body work. Everybody, to the break, everybody.
Ding, 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 ding
your feet and you clap your hands, cause you're listening to the sound of the Fat Bag Man. Ain't nothing new in what I do, cause I'm doing it all just for you. I'm hotter than tea, I'm sweeter than honey, I'm not doing it for the money. I'm Sugar Jody, double dunk, chocolate MC man. I'm sweeter than the almond joy and grandma's sweet old jam. I'm the modified, the rectified, kazinctified, kajuctified, kaputified, kazuctified, to rock your mind, see all the time. To the beat, everybody, to the beat, everybody. It's on and on and on and on, like hot butter on, say what's the popcorn. Once you reach the top, you won't be alone. You got King Jim on the microphone. Just grab your partner, you start to swing, cause I'm well known just like Burger King. I don't sell burgers, open and fries, I'm only here to make your nature right. Just grab your partners around and round, just grab her by the butt and boogie it down. Just open up a jacket and open a bra and dance just like at the Mardi Gras. I'm the man of action, the main attraction, the girls call me the satisfaction. I'm the Romeo, the Casanova. Here's the night, I'm going to get over to the beat. Everybody, to the beat. Everybody, to the beat. Everybody.
When I was like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian Guides. And my name was Fast Arrow. And my daddy was Strongbow. And I got a chance to meet a lot of kids. And I learned how to cook and how to fish. And I learned how to make kites. And I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout. And we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes. But my headband was really cool. And I had one feather in my headband. And my dad had like six feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything. From towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser. And they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366.
That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G Money. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So, sit back and listen as I have a story to tell you. It's time for our story. So, DJ Papa D, before we tell the story, I want to sing a song. My song goes like this. I love all the girls in my world. They made me the man that I am. I ask God to bless them every day, because I really understand. I love all the girls in my world. They made me the man that I am. I ask God to bless them every day, because I really understand. Well, that's the beginning of my new song, everybody. So be looking forward to it. I love all the girls in my world. That's the name of the song. And I'll have it finished by next week, and I'll sing the whole song for you. Okay, DJ Papa D, it's story time. So play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. So, ladies and gentlemen, sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, lock your chairs, and listen to the story of the day. It should be a good one, as I just recorded it this morning for your listening pleasure. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
This is Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the streets, and I want to invite everybody to listen to the town hall meeting. See, in the neighborhood, we had more kids from Western on the east side to Cimarron on the west side, and from 66th Street on the north side, on the south side, to Gage on the north side. And we had kids, I had a group of guys, my crew, it was 15 of us, and we grew up together playing ball, going bowling, playing tennis, playing football, softball, baseball, and basketball, and running track, because we all grew up in the YMCA. And on our street, we played what we call team tag, where we would divide the teams up into like 10 people on each side, and we would have two bases. And we would divide up into teams, and we would play team tag. And the object of the game was to get from one home base to the other home base. And so we would run, and that's where all of the guys developed all of their moves, because we learned to fake and run and fake out the other players on the other team. And we had some girls on the team that were really fast, like Kim Mitchell and Karen Mitchell, which was like my two sisters that grew up three houses from the corner of Gramercy. And they were real fast. I don't know how good their moves were, but they could outrun most of the guys on our block. And then we had Warren Warrior, and he was real fast, and he had a lot of moves. He could stop and start like at the drop of a hat. He would come up as soon as you get ready to tag him, he would just freeze. And then you would go to tag him, and he would take off running. So he had real good moves. He would stop and start real quick. And then we had a guy that lived on the corner in the 2000 block on 66th Street. His name was Chucky Thomas. And he could run real fast. He was real fast, and he had stop-and-go moves, too. And he would run, and it was hard to catch him. And then, of course, it was me. And I had my buddy Allen that was in the 20 block of 2000, the 2000 block on 65th Place. And we had a white boy. His name was Billy Consolo, William Consolo. His dad played in the major leagues. He was a baseball player, but he must have come home. He came to town and had sex with Billy's mother, and that's how Billy was born, because he never saw his daddy. His daddy didn't ever come and visit him or stay with him or anything. But my boy Billy was the only child, and he was a white boy, and he lived with his mother and his grandmother. And they bought him every toy that was imaginable. So Billy's house was a good house to go play at because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and he would pull out all kind of toys. And we played with all kind of toys with Billy. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times. We played that game. We played that almost every day after school. Everybody would line up about 5 o'clock, and we'd pick teams, and then we'd play. And we would play until dark. We would run around even in the dark. So we played after we came in and did our homework, because, you know, Mama made sure we did our homework first. So we'd go inside and do our homework, and then we'd meet everybody outside about 5 o'clock. And we'd pick teams, and we play our team tag game. And we had a lot of kids that came from other neighborhoods, other blocks that wanted to play with our game. But we always picked the best players to be on our team because we knew who was fast, and we knew who could fake out people, and we knew people that had the testimony to be a good player. So we enjoyed that. That game was really good. And, well, usually Chucky and Warren would be the captains of the teams. But I would always get picked like one of the first guys. And then Kim would get picked as one of the first girls. 1900 block, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. Yeah, boy, it was something else. She was about 6th or 7th grade, and she wore a wig, and she was going to school. She didn't go to our Catholic school, so I don't know where she went to school, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her, but I know she wore a wig, and the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. And she was just, she was real fast, though. They didn't really get away with her, get away from her while they were running from her. But, yeah, she was fun. She was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to. That's the end of my story. Thank you for listening.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Oh,
And I said, you want to get some crack? And she said, yeah, I want to get some. So you know somebody? And I said, well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do. And she said, okay. And I said, well, wait right here, and I'm going to go outside and make the call. And while I was walking out of the casino, she hollered all the way across the casino and made sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get so we can smoke. And I'm looking at her like, oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope. I said, she must be crazy. So I walked out, and I made the call. And my buddy said, yeah, I'll meet you at your house. Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G Money. It's an internet radio show, but we're broadcasting around the world. So sit back and listen to the story and the jokes that we're telling. And we have some really good music. And I want to make an announcement. I'm G Money, and I'm running for president in 2020. That's right, I'm running against President Donald Trump. We need to remove him from office because he done lost his mind. He's letting the virus go crazy. And he isn't even trying to stop the virus from killing everybody in the United States. So I want to run against him to remove him from office. So we have our first election in September. So tell everybody you know to vote for G Money for President and send all your money to G Money for President in 2020. I have a website that you can donate all your money to my campaign. That's G Money for President in 2020. All right. So tell all your friends and your family to vote for me, because we got to remove Donald Trump from president, because he's tripping. He's just acting really crazy. He's insane. And we need to take him out of office. He can't be the commander-in-chief of the greatest nation on the planet. Oh, no. He got to go. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, play one of my songs. I want to hear my song about my car, about my 65 Mustang. I'm low riding for real. My 65 Mustang was sharp. I think that's the title of the song. So people, if you pull up Storytime with GMoney.com, you can find it on the list of songs that I had for my album. I had 17 songs that I released on my album. So you can listen to my songs and hear what kind of talent I really got. I can sing, I can rap, I can tell jokes, and I'm a songwriter too. I'm so talented. That's why I'm the entertainer of the year. So, DJ Papa D, play my song, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, "Wow, look at that Mustang go."
At night, I would turn my lights on my wheels,
and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of hell. And people would see me. And I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They could tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I had a couple of girlfriends that loved to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh, yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud, it was quiet, it was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice. You want a race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
There were two men that were taking pictures of the animals in the jungle. They were taking pictures of the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. Well, one man bent down, took his boots off, and put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, hey, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear. And the man looked at him and said, outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready,
and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back
there
to the show.
Another song after that. What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G Money. Well, it's time for me to play another song from my album. I released my album like 2 months ago. I have 17 songs on my album. So if you pull up storytimewithgmoney.com, you can listen to all 17 songs on the album. But this song we're getting ready to play now is called Big Bank Takes Little Bank, The Money Man. And it's a song I put together talking about some of my friends from the Blind Center. I talked about them because they were 6'9", and they were blind, and they didn't have no money. They were broke all the time. But I'm the money man, and I had to flash my money all the time, even though it was hard for them to see it because they were all blind. So they couldn't really get to where I was trying to do as everybody was blind. But it was fun. I had the most money in the building because I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And I'm working on the strip, making all the money, working in the casinos and stuff. Yep, I was rolling, buddy. I was rolling for real. Okay, DJ Papa D, play my song for me. Let me hear. Big bank take little bank. I'm the money man. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So the bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
Thank you.
He got a big mouth, so he talks crazy all the time. He's like a comedian, except he ain't got no humor.
You're happy that you're here, and be nice to the mamas because they didn't have to have the baby. And, you know, when they had that big head pop out between their legs, they were howling and screaming, and they were fussing up a storm until that baby was actually here. And then they were looking, saying, oh, my baby's so beautiful. Even if you were a funny-looking, big-headed kid, your mama was still loving you. And that's the way it goes. G-Money presents The Dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes. or your best bag talking about G-Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G-Money ain't got no hoes, because if you think you're funny, I'm going to roast your butt. G-Money presents the dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G-Money.
I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
So, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? But before we go, we're going to sing a song. I want to play another song from my album called I'm a Comedian from L.A. And we have a competition we're holding to see who can download the instrumental version of my song and put 16 bars of rap lyrics to my song. And we'll have a competition, and you put your song on YouTube, and the winner of the competition will win a prize. I think we're going to pay like $500 for the first two contestants that submit and they receive a winning commendation. So, download the song, I'm a Comedian from L.A. Go to storytimewithgmoney.com. Go to music and download the song, the instrumental version of the song. And write your own lyrics for the music, 16 bars. And then we're going to judge you. And you put your song on YouTube, and we'll judge you along with everybody else around the world that is judging my song. So, do that, and you can have an opportunity to win $500. Actually, we got two winners. Each one of them have an opportunity to win $500 each. So, put the song on YouTube, and the one with the most votes will win $500. All right, DJ Papa D, play the song. I'm a comedian from L.A., and people listen to the music on this song because this is the song that we want you to write your own lyrics to my song, and we'll be back for more in a minute. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care. Come on now. Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson. Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. 'Cause I'm G-Money Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. Come on now. I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd. And I'm so funny. I make them laugh out loud.
Come on, man.
So I'm Deep Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money.
Come on, man.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody. Yep, Las Vegas and everybody around the world, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. So I'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday at 3 o'clock for a 3 o'clock show. So join me tomorrow for my 3 o'clock show. So before I go, let me thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody can follow my radio show. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my studio engineer, playing the music, playing the jokes, and playing the stories for your listening pleasure. So, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'll be back tomorrow. Have a good day. Make sure you stay clean. You wear your mask if you go outside. And you stay in the house and watch your social distancing among your friends. All right. See you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Later. Peace and good night. Talking to you as Reverend G Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.